This is She Sleeps, erotica about sleep sex, written and read by J.M. Seaborn. Note, this is a consensual non-consent story about sleep sex. You should not practice this kind of sex without doing the important groundwork, discussing consent, as well as methods to withdraw it with your partner.
I want you to fuck me while I'm asleep.
That's what she had said. The phrase floated in front of my eyes as I looked at her. She lay still, her skin accented by the new light. Her breathing was slow and deep, telling me that she was, without a doubt, unconscious.
I want you to fuck me while I'm asleep.
We had discussed taboos, desires, things we had wanted to try but were too afraid to ask of others. She had said it with hunger, curiosity, and fascination. But you won't even know it's happening, I said. You'll be passed out, I said. Limp, oblivious. As I spoke, she bit her lip. Of course, I thought. That's the point.
I want you to fuck me while I'm asleep.
It wasn't just the surface helplessness of the kink which excited us. It was the trust and the intimacy. To be that vulnerable for me. To surrender like that to me. To be used for my appetites. The transfer of power over her body. A form of ownership. A form of worship.
I want you to fuck me while I'm asleep.
I play the memory back, her panting it into my ear when, 8 hours ago, my fingers pushed into her cunt. She wants this. I want her. I absorb her words as I gently pull down the blanket from her shoulders and off her body. She's naked, but she isn't posed for sexiness. She lies in a position of someone who expects only to be sleeping peacefully, rather than have her beautiful body violated as she dreams. I move my hand up her leg and feel the warmth of her skin against my palm. I watch her face as I do, making sure there is no outward sign of her waking up. She sleeps. My dick starts to harden and I put a hand on her hip. She is on her side and will need to be moved. I kneel in front of her and momentarily consider pushing my cock into her face, waking her with ferocity, making her gag as I invade her throat. But that would end her sleep too early. So instead, I put my other hand on her hip and I roll her onto her back. I brace myself as her breathing changes slightly with the interruption. She sleeps. I move my frame in front of her and put my hands on her knees, gently positioning them up, parting them. She looks so peaceful and helpless. I lean down and kiss her nipple. It stiffens against my tongue, bathing in the warmth of my breath. Her body is beginning to react to me. She sleeps. I lick her nipple again, but this time with greed. My hand covers her other breast and squeezes. My dick throbs in front of her, and I'm starting to realize that if I don't exact some self-control, I'm going to maul her in all my obsession. I look up again at her face. She's still unconscious, rested. She doesn't know what's happening. I kiss down her stomach and then gently bite her thigh, moving towards her defenseless cunt. My hand teases and then brushes against her clit. She is soaked. She sleeps. I let out a breath for the first time in what seems like ages as the thrill washes over me. It's like her body is conspiring with me behind her back. I push my beard against her, breathing in the warmth of her cunt while circling her clit with my tongue. Her breathing quickens, but she's still not here. I take a finger and push it inside. I slide in easily, so willing is this submissive cunt to play with me while her mistress is away. She stretches obligingly, and my dick screams at me with furious entitlement. She tastes so sweet against my tongue. Her body around my head feels so limp. I can do anything I want to her. She is mine. My property. My whore. She sleeps. I bring my finger out and suspend myself above her, moving my larger frame between her legs. I look down at her, and her head still rests slightly to the side. Her breathing is faster, but still steady. She looks so pretty and small. My dick throbs just inches from her cunt. I feel powerful. I feel hungry. I feel obsessed. I move my hips and slide the full length of my dick into her rebellious cunt. I hear myself growl, and it's enough to make her move her head from one side to the other. I should stop to make sure she doesn't wake, but she's in my blood now. Her head settles, and her steady breathing returns. She sleeps. It's strange and exciting to fuck her like this. Her legs aren't wrapped around me. Her nails aren't clawing at my back. She isn't moaning the name she gave me into my ear. She's lying underneath me, limp, passive, except for how wet her cunt is as I increase my speed and start to lose my self-control. I try to measure my breathing because I realize that every second breath is a low-level growl now. I grasp indelicately at her breasts and fuck her in the most selfish way. I am using her only for my own pleasure. I am putting no thought or consideration into her well-being, her enjoyment, her agency. She is my vacant fuck toy. I can feel myself close to the edge and am barely aware of my surroundings when she wakes. Her eyes open, sleepily at first, and then seem to open again as she realizes what's happening. She gasps, and before she can speak, I enact the final agreed constraint and clamp my large hand over her mouth. I start fucking her much faster now, allowing my growl to completely overwhelm her while my entire body weight is flung into her. Her eyes water, and as I come, she moans right from her toes. I move my hand from her mouth as the final drops of my cum are pumped into her. I wipe the tears from her eyes, making sure she's present, happy, and safe. She smiles.
You fucked me while I was asleep.
If you liked that, you can find more of me, JM Seaborn, at writteninkink.com.
And more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.